T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, it's Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Sunday Magazine. This is Odyssey Radio, and I'm honored this morning to be joined by the Executive Director of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, Nelson Cooper. Good morning, Nelson.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Melanie? Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for agreeing to do the interview with me. I'm very excited. I know a little bit about the Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, especially with my coworker, Bubba. He works with me at the radio station and, of course, at Odyssey Radio. But I need to know more, and that's what our listeners are going to learn today. We're excited about it. Before we get into exactly what the Pittsburgh Hardball Academy is and does, I want to know a little bit about you, Nelson. Where you're from, where you went to school, how you got involved with baseball.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Seattle, Washington. I was born and raised in Seattle. Played baseball growing up. My mother was a softball player. My mother and father actually met playing on a slow pitch softball team, which is interesting.
That's great.
And my mom played softball up until she was 7 months pregnant. So I think softball and baseball have always been a part of me somehow. But I played growing up and was lucky enough to receive a scholarship to play at North Carolina Central University, Division I school in Durham, North Carolina, historically black college and university. So played there in college, about 2-3 years in, quickly realized that I could never make money playing baseball, so had to figure something else out. I was a finance major and interned at PNC Bank in the summer of 2015. And then was offered a return position upon graduation from college. So graduated from North Carolina Central in December of 2015, and then moved to Pittsburgh and have been here ever since, working at PNC. And then have, over the years, gotten more and more involved in the community and different types of nonprofit organizations. And then finally in 2020, starting Pittsburgh Hardball Academy.
So we're fairly new, and we're talking about Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, and is a nonprofit. I'll give the website throughout the interview, but I'm also going to give those social media handles to anybody listening this morning. It's pittsburghhardball.org, but it's Pittsburgh PGH underscore hardball. So PGH underscore hardball on Instagram and Twitter. You can find information out there. We're talking with Nelson Cooper, the executive director of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy. It's Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. Baseball is near and dear and very important in your life, obviously, Nelson. So exactly tell everybody what Pittsburgh Hardball Academy is and what you do.
Sure. So we're a little bit different than the normal baseball organization. We're not necessarily just a team. We're a nonprofit mentoring organization that strives to enrich the lives of youth in the greater Pittsburgh area via the games of baseball and softball in the future, with a focus specifically on the underrepresented and underserved populations. In addition to having high-level travel teams that go to different regional tournaments and things of that nature, we do specialized training. But the thing that really makes us really unique is we offer year-round academic and social enrichment programming, as well as college advisement and recruiting services. Our goal with the program is to remove barriers to entry while increasing diversity and inclusion in the game to create positive outcomes on the field, in the community, and in life.
So impressive. Nelson, where did you get this idea? I'm like, was you just like, okay, I want to do this. Baseball's, you know, big in my life. I see a need here in the city, because like you said, we're only a year in here. So where did this idea come from? Is this just something that you like woke up one day and were like, I got to do this? What?
It's interesting. I grew up in a single parent household. And so I think that I was directly a product of a program that is very similar to this program called Baseball Beyond Borders, that is in Seattle. So that program is very, very similar mission here. I was on the first team when I was 13 years old and ended up being the first person to graduate from college in that program. And so when I moved to Pittsburgh, the first couple of years, to be honest, I was burned out with baseball. I played in college. I've been playing forever. I said, I'm not going to coach. And finally was convinced by a friend to come and watch the RBI program in Pittsburgh, which is reviving baseball in inner cities.
Okay.
And I went to a practice and I have been involved with baseball ever since, every single day since then. But the idea for Pittsburgh Hardball Academy spawned out of the Pirates RBI program. So RBI is a recreational program in the city. There's kids from all over the different neighborhoods. There's about 1,400 or so kids that participate in the RBI program from ages 8 all the way up to 18. And so myself and Brian Jacobson, who's the president of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy and the program director for RBI, had identified that there are a lot of kids within the RBI league that had a lot of talent, or kids that maybe had aspirations to play at a higher level, to go to travel tournaments or to go play in college, but a lot of them didn't have the resources necessarily to do that. They weren't able to get on a travel team, or if they were on a travel team, it was so expensive that the kids, you know, had, the parents had to take out loans, or maybe they had to work a second job. Or, you know, the third thing there was kids would be able to play on those travel teams. They would no longer participate in the community baseball anymore. So there's a lot of kind of negative effects of the increasing travel ball circuit on community baseball, on families. And so we started Pittsburgh Hardball Academy to, some would say, solve the problem, but it's, I think it was an opportunity because it's really created so many different avenues for different kids. But we filled that gap with Pittsburgh Hardball Academy. So it's like the RBI program is a feeder into what Pittsburgh Hardball Academy is. So those kids that have talent that play in recreational leagues, play in the communities, they're able to, if they have the certain desire and skill, be able to try out to play for Pittsburgh Hardball Academy.
Makes sense. Wow. Now I'm learning. I love when I learn. We're talking this morning to Nelson Cooper, the executive director of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, the website pittsburghhardball.org. But please follow them, like them, find out way more information on Twitter and Instagram at @PGH_hardball, @PGH_hardball. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Sunday Magazine on Odyssey Radio. All right, Nelson. So you mentioned the Pirates and this whole feeder program in RBI. How are the Pittsburgh Pirates and are the Pittsburgh Pirates involved somehow with Pittsburgh Hardball Academy? And tell everybody how.
They are. So over the past 6 to 12 months, they've really stepped up their involvement and helped power our season in 2021. So the Pirates, as many people know, have different leadership. Since Travis Williams has come in, they've hired different leadership, not only on the field, but off the field as well. And so the new executive director of the Pirates Charities, her name is Jackie. Jackie has been an avid supporter of what we're doing with Pittsburgh Hardball Academy and has been able to see the value of having an option for kids that participate in RBI and kids that from across the region that may not have the resources, giving them an opportunity to potentially make it to college. So the Pirates have seen that and they've been an avid supporter. We had a trip to Louisville, Kentucky, early July, where we brought 30 kids between the ages of 14 to 18 to not only play in a tournament. So they played in a tournament. It was really good, won some games. But more importantly, at least in my perspective, we had a chance to do some cultural and social enrichment activities. So we brought all the kids to the Muhammad Ali Center, which I'm not sure if anyone that's listening has ever been to Louisville, but if you do get a chance, you definitely want to check it out. It's such an impact to hear about the way that he used sports and his platform to really impact change within the country. Just amazing experience for the kids to be able to go there and listen and hear that story, and very motivational. We took them to the Louisville Slugger Museum as well, which was, you know, for baseball kids, it was an awesome experience to see how the bats are made and get to hold bats of former pro players and stuff like that. So it was a really neat experience. So that's what we try to do throughout the summer in our summer programming, not only go to different tournaments, get them exposure, play in front of college coaches, but also have something else that'll be a lifelong impact or some type of experience that the kids can remember.
That is absolutely amazing.
So that trip, it absolutely, it was amazing. And that trip, the Pirates sponsored the entire trip.
Oh my goodness. So, okay. So there's your connection, your involvement, and how they're helping. Yeah.
And so that's just one example. Another example of a great experience that the Pirates had for the kids this year is every year, and it's only the second year, but it's becoming an annual tradition. Yeah. For our graduating seniors, we had 6 last year, 9 this year. The Pirates hosted them at PNC Park this year on the field, recognized them, gave them all Pirates jerseys with their name on it, and recognized them and their families. And it was a really neat event. It was open to the community. So they're really stepping up and supporting the program. And we're very thankful for the support that the Pirates have shown.
Absolutely amazing. This morning, I have the honor at Odyssey Radio here on Sunday Magazine, talking with Nelson Cooper, the executive director of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, pittsburghhardball.org, but their Instagram and Twitter account, very active. Follow them. See what's going on there. Twitter and Instagram, both at PGH_hardball. It's Melanie Taylor. So Nelson, if somebody's listening this morning and say it's a corporation or a big business and they're just mesmerized and overwhelmed with what they're hearing and didn't know about it. You know, I mean, it is fairly new. Your nonprofit's fairly new and they would like to donate. Could they donate funds and donate to your nonprofit?
Yeah, so absolutely. We are currently the way that the nonprofit is structured. The Poise Foundation, which is one of the oldest African-American foundations in the United States, is our fiscal sponsor. So Poise not only serves as the fiduciary oversight for the organization, but all funds that are donated go through Poise. It's been a great partnership. They really helped us along this first couple of years, Brian and myself. I guess we're becoming experts in nonprofit, in the nonprofit world, but we both also do have full-time jobs. Brian working in the engineering field and myself working at PNC Bank. So Poise has been very helpful. To donate on our website, pittsburghhardball.org, there's a donate button that goes directly to the Poise website, and there's a secure online portal that someone can choose to donate even in a recurring fashion, or they can give a one-time donation there. But in terms of, I guess, to give people a background of what the financial landscape is for travel baseball. Generally, most teams for a kid to participate on a team cost somewhere between $2,000 to $3,000 for them to participate on the team for a year. And that's usually just for the summer.
We're on Zoom. I know everyone listening right now doesn't know that, but my face is just like, I don't have a son. So I'm like, oh, and my daughter used to play softball, but doesn't anymore. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's a lot of money. Wow.
And that's just to participate on the team. And then most teams, you have to pay for a uniform package, which is a couple hundred dollars. Then you have to pay for the training and the individualized training to get the player to a certain level.
Right.
The going rate right now is between $40 to $50 per half hour for lessons. So there's that. There's obviously equipment. And then the biggest, I think, expense and burden for most families is the travel.
Travel.
So if you get 3 or 4 tournaments in the summer that are out of town, you know, it's usually a hotel stay from either Wednesday or Thursday night through Saturday night, driving there, taking off time for work and things of that nature. With our program, a little bit different. We charge kids on, and we have a pay as you can policy. There's certain kids in our program who don't pay.
Yeah.
There's certain kids who pay, you know, what they can, if a couple hundred bucks, but the most that any kid will pay is $250, $225, excuse me, per season, which is a 4-season, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And they're the 4 seasons, but, they'll pay that for a total of $900 for the year.
Unbelievable. And
with that, have your summer baseball. We do a fall league. We do all of the practices. If kids need individual lessons, it's included, their jerseys. And then the coolest part is if they need transportation or their parents can't make it to a travel tournament, it's taken care of as well as a part of their fee. So very, very affordable, and it significantly subsidizes the cost for families, which is able to, you know, give them an individualized plan to help them get to college, be able to play, at a cost that's not so burdensome for most families.
Right. That is wonderful to know. Wow, what a big price difference right there. We're talking this morning to the executive director. We have about 10-11 minutes left this morning. Nelson Cooper is the executive director of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, pittsburghhardball.org, but Twitter and Instagram, where you can find out a lot of information, @PGH_hardball, @PGH_hardball. It's Odyssey Radio. It's Sunday Magazine. This is Melanie Taylor. So Nelson, if someone's listening this morning, maybe it's somebody that wants to be involved. Maybe it's a kid that needs help, that wants to be involved and doesn't know that first step, what to do. Or maybe it's a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a neighbor. What would you suggest to do? Because I read your notes. You sent some amazing information over prior to this interview that you're serving about 40 kids right now in the greater Pittsburgh region from over 20 different communities, you said. So how does the process, you know, go about if somebody's interested in getting to be a part of Pittsburgh Hardball?
Yeah, we're doing tryouts. The first of our tryouts start on Saturday. And this is something that kind of ties back to the funding that we were talking before about. We want to continue to expand. Our goal would be to eventually have teams all the way from 8 years old up to 18 and have the same thing for girls softball.
Wow.
Currently, with the resources that we have, that's not necessarily an option. But if someone wants to get involved, the easiest way is just to reach out on our website. There's a contact form there. Reach out to me or Brian directly, and we can set up a tryout. If it's not necessarily, you know, room on one of the teams, just because there is a certain limit that we can have, we do try to keep kids connected to the Pirates RBI program so that they do continue to have some type of baseball options for them. But yeah, you know, kind of looping back with the funding, really the more that we're able to raise directly ties to the more that we can do for the different kids. Cause you know, as I noted, you know, kids pay between $0 to $900. Unfortunately, that doesn't cover all the expenses, and none of our coaches or staff are paid right now. We all do this as a volunteer effort. But the more that we're able to grow, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to continue to minimize direct out-of-pocket expenses for families and get more kids involved throughout all the different communities that we serve.
All right, circle back around in case someone's just joining us right now. We're talking with the executive director, Nelson Cooper of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy. Circle back around and let everybody know exactly what Pittsburgh Hardball Academy is.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Hardball Academy is a nonprofit mentoring organization that strives to enrich the lives of youth in the greater Pittsburgh area via the games of baseball and hopefully softball here in the near future, with a focus on the underrepresented and underserved. In addition to providing high-level travel teams and specialized training, we also offer year-round academic and social enrichment programming, as well as college advisement and recruiting services. Our goal is to remove barriers to entry while increasing diversity and inclusion in the game to create positive outcomes on the field, in the community, and in life.
Absolutely wonderful. I was looking at the website a couple of days ago, actually, and I saw some of the great success stories of some of the kids that have moved on and gone on to some great colleges. And I was also looking at some of the D1, D2, D3, the, you know, PCAC. I'm probably saying this all wrong. The P, how do you say that?
PCAC.
Yeah. There's so many different schools that are involved, colleges that are involved, and these kids have that opportunity through Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, don't they?
Yeah. So our goal is to have every single kid that comes in to play with us and participate in our program for them to go on to college, regardless of the level. We want to find a fit that is best for them academically and athletically. So we are so far 16 for 16 with the kids that we've had. I don't think that is something that is common, you know, regardless if it's a nonprofit or if it's a for-profit baseball organization. It's very difficult to get kids on the radar. And that's really what we pride ourselves on, is making sure that these kids have opportunities. So we've had a lot of success stories. I mean, one that has been featured over and over is a young man out of Pittsburgh that goes to Alderdice High School, who had only played rec league baseball and participated in the RBI league. And through our program was able to receive, he had over 20 different Division I scholarship offers. It was interesting. Even some schools had reached out and said, we would offer him, but I don't think that our school is, you know, I don't think he would come here because he may be a little bit too good. Which I was like, still offer him though. You never know.
Put it out there.
Put it out there. But, you know, he ended up committing to a school in the SEC, Ole Miss. But we've also had other really neat opportunities for kids, not only through just the colleges, but there's been some really neat opportunities for a couple of young men to participate in some MLB-sponsored events for underserved and underrepresented kids. So the young man I referenced, Robert, was able to go to the MLB Breakthrough Series, which was a event with the top, I believe it's the top 40, or maybe this year is the top 80 African-American Latino high school players in the country. And he was able to go through that. And we recommended him down to that. We have another young man who goes to Obama High School. Brandon Banks is his name. He's currently in Vero Beach, Florida. He's doing a event, the Hank Aaron Invitational. And he was actually, he just told me last night that he was named to one of the top 44 players there. So there's a couple hundred kids from around the country that go to this. And again, African-American underserved players and things of that nature. He was named to the top 44. So they're going to fly him to SunTrust Park, which is where the Atlanta Braves play. And they're going to play in the Hank Aaron World Series for a weekend. And these are kids that are just from the Pittsburgh Public Schools, which, you know, is not known for their talent in baseball, or known for their baseball teams of that nature. But thankfully, through this program, through the RBI program, which Brian and I are also involved with, we're able to help them get and achieve these levels. And they're just opening it. This is just year one and a half, really. Yeah, so they're opening the door for all of the other kids that are going to come behind them throughout the community. So really, there's been a lot of success stories, but again, 16 out of 16 from Division One. You know, we have a young man from Brookline that's going to Seton Hill, some kids going to Cal U, Marietta, Gannon, all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's been a really, neat experience to see them be successful and move on and receive scholarships with academic and athletic and be able to, you know, even have some come back and help coach this summer that just made it last year. So it's been really good.
Wow. Success stories for sure. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. We're talking this morning to Nelson Cooper, who's the executive director of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy. Pittsburgh Hardball Academy. You can check them out on Instagram and Twitter this morning. It's at PGH underscore hardball, at PGH underscore hardball. And let me ask you this, Nelson. I also love the fact too, and it's community service. It's you're giving SAT prep help classes. It, you know, yes, you're giving these children an amazing opportunity with, athletic also, but it's like you said, it's academic too. It's not just athletes out there. You're raising the bar and helping them segue into that college atmosphere academically and with being a good person and working with the community too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, we did the SAT prep. I take a step back and I'm 26, so I'm not much. Well, I like to think I'm not much older than kids. They don't agree with me sometimes, but I was able, the scholarship that I received at North Carolina Central is a full academic scholarship. And that's what we try to tell the kids and help them understand is there's so much more money in the world for individuals that excel academically. And it's not necessarily that every person needs to be a brainiac.
Right.
There's certain kids that may not have that certain potential in the classroom, but if they give 100% effort, we can try to help them with tutoring, with SAT prep, to at least put their best foot forward to be in line to receive academic scholarship money as well. And one thing I always say, and I ask kids when we first start each season, we're always talking about college and want to get to college and play in college. And I ask them, what is the college baseball coach's job? And I usually get a blank stare and I said, their job is to coach baseball. And their job is to make sure there's kids graduating from college at that school. They don't want someone to come in for a semester and flunk out. That doesn't look good for them as a coach there. They're also working for an academic institution. So we want to help you prepare yourself, not only to be successful for them on the field, but also for them academically, so that they in the long run can continue to keep their job as a college baseball coach and not have issues. So
right,
kind of like a full circle thing, but yeah, it's really important. It's if you don't have the academic piece or component to it, then I feel like you're kind of letting the kids down to a certain extent, because it's not reality for them to be able to play. You know, it's student athlete for a reason. It's not athlete student.
Right. So. And you have about 30 seconds. Explain this to me, if you can, in 30 seconds or left Nelson, or less, I should say. What's the future? What is that? What do you see with Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, or what do you want to accomplish?
Future, if you look at Philadelphia, you look at Kansas City, you look at some other peer organizations of ours, they have physical academies, they have fields. And I believe that the future is that we will, with the help of corporate sponsors, the Pirates, whoever wants to help, I believe that we will be able to build our own physical academy for our kids to play at, both indoors and outdoors. So that is the future. And the second part of the future is to be able to provide the same opportunities and access to young women in the region. Yes. As well. I really think that's important, and we want to make sure that we do it and give them these same opportunities and access that the young men have had over the past couple of years.
Awesome. It's been nothing but a pure pleasure this morning. Nelson Cooper, who is the executive director of Pittsburgh Hardball Academy, Pittsburgh Hardball. That's how you find them on Twitter and Instagram, @PGH_hardball on Twitter and Instagram, and PittsburghHardball.org. Nelson, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.